So was there a reason that you wanted to join?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, the culture that I came from, I was a divorced woman. Didn't matter how young I was or what was going on. One day I was walking down the sidewalk in town. One of my great aunts, with all of her brew, were coming towards me, and she saw it was me, and she literally took them across the street so that she didn't have to speak to me. And at that particular point, being 18, I mean, I wasn't that old, I decided to go into the, and I couldn't afford college. We were very poor. So I went into the Air Force mainly for an education. Boy, did I get an education, but it wasn't exactly the one that I may have been looking for. As a neuropsych, and it was a brand new field, and I learned a great deal about people and the neurosis that they have and how to protect them and how to help them and, you know.
Did you have a best friend while you were in the military?
I did, and we essentially... She was the other neuropsych. We went through training together. We considered ourselves sisters. She became godmother to my children.
Do you want to talk about a funny moment you guys did together? Or
being from Detroit, she was really a city kid. And here I am, this little dope from the hills of West Virginia. One thing, and it's a thing that doesn't happen anymore, of course. In the state of Florida, you could not be in the car with a black person unless the black person was sitting in the front seat and you were in the back seat or something. Well, there was a real good movie on at the drive-in theater, so... Five of us grabbed our friend, who was black, and a rug or something, and put her in the car and covered her up. I mean, she was one of us, and so we took her to the movies. Well, that was fine, until somebody wanted to get out of the car and go to get something to eat, and opened the door, and the light came on. And the people in the next car saw that she was black and there was two white girls there with her. The three of us were sitting in the back seat. And they immediately started, call the cops. And so they went ahead and called the cops. And we had quite a chase. And we went to the Eglin, to our base, and went through the... We were stopped. And so all of us piled out and went through the gate walking. And, of course, the MPs were there, or APs we called them, were there and would not allow the sheriff to arrest any of us or take us in.
And how long, a total time, how long were you in the Air Force?
3.5 years. And I had gotten married. And they had told me, you can go with your husband. Well, when I said, okay, I'm going with my husband, because he was going to Spain. And they said, no, there's no way you can go. You're going to have to stay here. And I thought, ugh. So at that time, if you were a female and you got pregnant, they would get you out of the service within 24 hours. It wasn't like it is now. So I just went ahead and got pregnant.
So that was your transition from military life to civilian life, going to Spain.
Well, yes, and it was very interesting because then all of my clothes and everything came. And I was putting up my clothes, and there were all my uniforms. And as I packed my uniforms away and I realized that I could never wear them again, I cried for 2 days, guys, and I'm not necessarily a crier, okay? But I cried for 2 days. That hurt me so bad.
Because you really loved what you did.
Well, I loved the Air Force. I really and truly did. I'm glad that I have had the life that I have had, and I'm looking forward to the life that I'm going to have. But I really and truly believe women need to be in the military.